November 9th, 2010. Melting titanium 78.
I like looking at the porn site, just all kinds of, you know, there's everything under the sun. These galaxies, golden shower.
I know, here's my question. There are a lot of people allowing themselves to be filmed. Is it partly because people have a lot of time on their hands? Is it because they have no money and they do this to get a few bucks? Why are so many people allowing themselves to be filmed? Or is it just an explosion of joy by people and they just love doing it? It's an incredible number of people doing it.
What's happening, Bob, is it's changing. We don't push against it, but we certainly don't support what we would call an aberration of watching someone else engage in relations, you see. It's a mind fuck, if you will. So in that process, those that would engage it because of the 5-15 minutes of fame that Marshall McLuhan talked about. Now, go back to the fan dancers. Remember where they really even had clothes on, but they used the fans so it looked like they were really naked, and they were just using the fans to hide their curves or the shape of their body. But then that evolved, and then it turned into, you could see their foundational garments. Oh my goodness. Mm. Then the pasties where they just cover up the nipples. And then it went on, and the next thing you know, then you have to have a 40-inch cock and this voluptuous buxom woman that's into anal to get into all this kind of stuff, and it just gets more and more and more and more and more. And then people look at that and go, well, that's no big deal. She's just having sex with a donkey. That's just bestiality. That's no big deal. Everybody can see that. Well, it just keeps moving to a position of that taboo outside of the box experience. Pardon the pun. Outside the box experience, but it becomes the counterfeit of the actual expression of engaging in delicious coitus.
Well, the ones not doing it are watching it because they think they can't have any.
Exactly. So it becomes, well, if I'm not going to have sex, I'm not going to have sex looking at this wonderful, beautiful woman, you see. So it's not
point.
Just that, it's everything.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know really what you're getting at, but try this. There are people that don't care about being seen because there's no community and nobody would care. So they just enjoy screwing. They don't mind getting paid, which is a lot different than, say, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when there was all this subterfuge, maybe the mafia controlled it, there's all this pressure, like Deep Throat woman complained about. Back then, it was unique to do it. And there was a lot of problems surrounding it, and you probably were faking it. Now it's just everybody's on there having fun and allowing themselves to be filmed. Isn't there a different celebration going on here?
It depends on if you're pitching or catching, Bob.
They all seem to be having a good time, but I was wondering how much they're faking it. I would say people aren't faking it anymore. They're just having a good time.
There's no reason to. There's nothing to fake. And if they express themselves in joy, you'll find that it doesn't have to be filmed. But what you're saying is if they're in joy, they don't care if they're filmed or not. It makes no difference.
Is that what we're seeing a lot of?
You're seeing a lot of everything, Bob. I mean, it's not just that.
I'm trying to get at least one description of what's going on there. Okay, for example, I'm going to go and click on, I have one here. I save these two because they're quite extreme. Now, Ian, look at this with me and describe what people are doing here. It's called Crazy Group Fuck Party. 15 couples screwing away.
15 couples, tops and bottoms and Rolands and Runders and all.
Yeah, now, in this particular filming, were these people paid to do that?
Yes.
Are any of them enjoying it?
All of them are.
They're enjoying it. So it's a good way you're doing something, you get paid.
Right.
And there's no sense of worrying about whether their boss or mother or society sees this. There's no hiding, you know, the old thing, don't be caught doing this, you get fired. It seems the morality, that kind of policing has broken down.
If that's the case, then you turn around and whoever fires you say, well, I'm sorry, you're not having an orgasm.
I think in ancient pornography they'd fake it.
Fake what? Are they having sex or not?
Yeah, they look like they're having sex. What are these people thinking as they're doing this?
What a cool deal is this. I get to do something that I would do for free, and I get paid to do it. And I don't have to pay the partner to do it to me.
So how do people find out about the opportunity to be part of this? Is it quite blatant advertising, or is it a secret network? How do they find out about, hey, I'll come to this house and I'll get paid to have a good time? How do they find that out?
No. Most of them would make their own. You have live feeds now. You have websites where you can pay people to do things, your desires, even on the Skype business, where you can type in your request and have a pretty girl smear birthday cake all over her naked body. You give her favors to do that. Well, she likes birthday cake, and it seems to be kind of a turnover for her, and she gets paid to do that. Well, how fun is that?
What is this guy here in the blue shirt that I'm looking at right now? How did he get there? How did he find out about it?
He was invited.
Who did he know?
Bob, we're not going into the details of how you cast a porno video.
Yeah, no, I'm interested in.
I know, but this is simple. They have a conversation. Well, I made $100 because I went and got off at this party and they filmed me. And it's way cool. Well, where was it? And then they show them to them and go, wow, she's pretty. Blah, 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 blah. And then they get introduced, and then some producer who's sitting in some back room somewhere lays out the details and says, okay, I pay you $100 for every money shot. Boom. And then you start and you start. And then it grows, and you get into a bigger, better, specific arena of type of engagement. Baddies, chubbies, blah, 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 blah. Everything under the sun, you know.
Okay, let's try it another way. Could you film a group like this 80 years ago? No, you would not see it.
Didn't have film 80 years ago.
No, 80 years ago they had a movie camera. Film came in 100 years ago. So they could film this somewhere, and it wouldn't be shown on TV like this. It might be circulated among a certain select group of people.
Maybe.
But it seems that a lot more people are doing it. It seems to me that young women who are allowing themselves to be photographed doing that, the whole different mentality now than there was 40 years ago. Or 60 years.
Well, there's nothing taboo anymore.
How did that happen?
Oh, the printing press said it was inappropriate, and now they're done with what people say is appropriate and not, so they do whatever crazy thing they want to do.
So that is a better condition for humans to live in because they're just following their path to joy?
Well, it's certainly one ruleless. If it's lawless, it's very difficult to break the law, Bob.
There's no law against this anymore.
Correct. Well, there never has been. But now, wait a second. Some people have laws on the books that say sodomy is against the law. Well, if that's the case, they have to go arrest all these people that are giving blowjobs on the boob tube.
They can't find them. So here people are doing this more. Are there any older people alive anymore that would be bothered by this?
They enjoy it.
So there's not too many people objecting to this anymore.
No.
Now, the Arabs, Muslims, they might object. Is this American depravity? We hear that's how they think the great Satan is a depraved culture. We hear in the media, the Android meme, that Arabs...
Well, it's very interesting that they got all these burqas and coverings and all this kind of stuff. But somebody's getting busy, Bob.
Somebody's getting busy making Arabs?
Yeah.
They have sex, but... I don't know they take their burqas off and then have themselves show up in a place like this and get filmed. They certainly wouldn't do it in Saudi Arabia, I don't think. I mean, their arms cut off. That's the story I'm told. Only this can only happen in the West.
Okay. You can go on that same looky box and you can see Arabs pornography.
Oh, okay. You can do that. All right. So you can find that.
So somebody is.
Are these people going to get bored with this over 5 years of doing it?
Probably the fuck they already are. You can't even get something naked on TV. It's no big deal. MA has become the new PG.
MA? What's that?
Mature audience.
So how are teenagers, do they think it's a problem if their parents do this? Let's say some of these people are seeing your parents. Do they mind their kids seeing them do this?
Not at that level. Well, the kids aren't going to be watching it because mama had enough money to buy the new games on the Xbox and every other mechanical thing under the sun. So the kids are busy pleasing and delighting themselves, so they didn't have time to look at mama getting busy on the cookie box.
Okay, we're looking at this scene. Is this a sign of the veil thinning?
No.
Well, the veil was caused by the printing press in some ways. Solidified, the printing press is gone, now people are not controlled.
But the point of this interaction, Bob, if they're having that much fun, why would they want to show everybody the fun that they're having?
They're having fun. They don't care it's being filmed.
Well, they want to just have fun.
Yeah, they're just having fun. You're suggesting they're not having fun because they went and
filmed. No. We're saying that if that is the fastest path to their joy, wonderful. So does that mean if they have sex and they're not being paid, is it not as much fun?
Too many negatives. Could you try that again?
Okay. So if you're having fun and you're making a porno tape, does that mean when you're having just regular sex with your mate, if you have a mate, and you don't get paid for it, does that mean that's less fun than when you make a porno tape and get paid for it?
Not able to follow it. Maybe I'm being distracted by the imagery. These people, are they having fun? Are they having fun?
Sure, Bob. But if they weren't getting paid, would they still be having fun?
Oh, okay. So these people would not do it unless they were paid? Is that what you're saying?
Based on what you're saying, if they're just having fun and they're also getting paid...
That's extra fun.
Then you could get yourself into a position that without money, it may not be fun.
Are they getting themselves into a position where it's not fun?
If the sex is fun and they're getting paid, and money is equated with the fun of having sex, if you have
Are these people, are there many people having themselves filmed? Like there's very, sort of they call amateur video. These are people who just film themselves and they send it in. Is there a lot of that going on?
Sure.
They don't seem to be worried about whether anybody sees it.
They hope everybody sees it.
That's a joyful experience, right? For them.
Sure.
There's a lot of joy going on.
Yeah.
Now, who's objecting to this?
Debauchery. A lot of debauchery.
Why would you call it debauchery?
Oh, it's just fun.
Here's somebody walking in. This is funny. I guess she's like me walking in. What's going on in this house? I don't know what's going to... I guess she's just acting out, discovering the place.
Yeah. Don't you think you're going to put that penis in me till you wash yourself off?
Yeah, in this particular scene, did these people have to shower before they did this?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, here's somebody whose wife caught him in the drama. So, this kind of scene, has this happened a lot every year over the last 1,000 years, all over the place? Was there always humans doing this? Or was there a period where it couldn't be done? Too much surveillance?
Engaging. They've been doing it forever. Bob.
Orgies have been going on forever.
Of course. Caligula 101, Bob.
This girl I'm looking at, what does she do in a regular day? She got a job?
No. Nope. She just gets her hair done. Get their fingernails done, shops, and does her stuff.
What stuff does she do besides this?
Nothing.
So she's almost like a party girl. She makes her money doing this.
Yeah, you don't have to do it often.
A lot of these women here are what people would call whores, professional party girls.
Mm-hmm.
There's not respectable people in this scene.
But the definition of a whore is one who gets paid for sex.
Right.
That's every housewife in America.
But they're not seen as that way. These ones, any of the women in this picture have a family? have a husband?
Yes. Some of the fellas in that video you're watching have a husband.
Just a lot of people are making these movies. It seems to be a major activity of employment. Some would say America is so bad now, nobody's making any hardware commodities.
Oh, yeah. It depends on who the fluffer is. They can get them hard.
No. Are a lot of people in America, this is the only work they can get?
There certainly aren't manufacturing jobs, so...
Right. So this is work for people. There's so much people doing porn because it's a good way to get money. It's the only way in L.A. to get money.
Well, the shit of it is that you're watching porn and you didn't pay money for it.
But these people don't pay.
Well, how did they get paid? How can you swap money for something that people get for free?
These people are getting paid, I am just sticking
with that. Yes, Bob, they are, but not because they're creating an industry that people pay to see.
Yeah, they're allowing this to be seen for free. So,
well, boy, now that's a business.
Yeah, they must be
getting... That's a business. Let's pay somebody to produce something that we give away for free.
They are getting money.
Yeah, but you're not paying money to see it.
Yeah, but somebody's paying them. Where are those people getting the money to pay these people? Since we're not paying them.
It's kind of an anomaly, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah. That's why I'm looking at it and asking some details. I can't say if I've heard anything from you really yet.
Well, it's because you're watching the movie.
No, I'm watching and I'm listening.
But it's an anomaly. You can't pay somebody.
If it's an anomaly, let's explain it.
Okay. What's happening is because everybody's doing it, it's gotten to the point where they all get paid less and less and less and less and less to do it.
Yeah, now James tells me that the porn industry is bankrupt right now. It's really in bad shape.
Of course, because nobody's paying for it.
Right. So did they just get carried away by the media environment and forgot?
They got everybody's choked to death with. You know, one more set of tits is like the last set of tits is like the next set of tits. It's no big deal. All the point is now, you know, a 30-inch cock is very nice. The industry standard now. You know, you've got to have a mule penis to even draw anybody's attention anymore.
And those people are doing this. And they get the last...
Sure.
They get the last roll.
Sure. And they run their process.
Yeah. Are these people desperate for money and they'll do this? Is there a desperation to get some money in L.A.?
They don't care. They're just after any paying gig.
To get some money, that's more important.
Apparently.
So we definitely more people are being filmed. More and more of this content never been seen before.
It's so much content that they're choking themselves out.
They choke themselves out right now. It's over.
It's not going to work because after a little while, people get bored.
Yeah, I know.
People will get bored with porn.
You go to any of the porn sites, they're just making more and more. They're not stopping. Even though it's bankrupt, they're still happening. Do you see will it stop in 2 years? Will it just collapse because there's not any money anymore?
It's not about the money, Bob, because if you look at the YouTubes, what will happen is you'll see individual private cams with YouTubes for free, and then the only way if you get a bunch of hits, then somebody will run a commercial, and they'll give you some money to be on the YouTube.
I don't know. It's another way of...
It's another thing. It's just a point of expression to the point that you just do it, and then you do it, 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 no problem.
It's funny looking at it. They've been going on for, you know, 20 minutes or something now. How are they doing? I mean, I think they're faking it. There's not that much. Well, I don't know if there's involved or not. I'm asking you to describe it. What's going on? What are the people thinking? What's that girl right now that I'm looking at? What is she thinking? Saying, well, I got to keep doing this for another 15 minutes, and I'll get my money. Or is she just having raw enjoyment, not thinking about the money?
Right, it's just for the fun of it.
Yeah, they're having fun. How are they not worried about AIDS or herpes and that? Are some of these people going to get herpes out of this scene that they're engaging in?
No.
Because they're all monitored and getting inspected before? Are they inspected before seriously by somebody on the set?
No, on the set, no.
They have to bring some report?
Probably.
they're doing their best to make sure people don't get sick, right?
Sex doesn't make you sick.
No, no, get disease. Okay, come on. There's a lot of responsibility going on in this scene. Let's try to answer that question.
Sure.
Yeah, they're being careful.
Well, it's a lot better,
better industry then. I mean, if they're being taking care of these people, making sure that they don't get in trouble, get a disease, that's pretty considerate. I don't know if porn 40 years ago did that. Did they do that 40 years ago, take that kind of care?
They didn't get disease. Porn stars weren't flighted with those kind of issues. It was everybody in the back alleys who had the issues. You didn't see the great early porn stars with great big herpes virus breakouts on their lips.
But the average citizen might.
But the average housewife did. Herpes symptoms are very normal.
This is actually quite a hilarious scene. Everybody's sort of getting casual about it.
Well, of course, because it's just that, it's just casual. And it's a biological function. So, hey.
So give me some insights about this. What's a new way to look at it?
Maybe it's an educational thing, Bob. You can learn what to do in your own bedroom by watching that.
Right, there's that. And whether that's normal, that's not an insight. Give me a new interpretation of what's going on in people's minds or bodies or sense of joy.
There's nothing new being displayed there.
No one's ever seen this many people screw on a screen in a public thing for free.
Oh, fuck, yes, they have, Bob.
There's been porno film, the last 80 years.
There's been orgies since... You can go back to Rome.
Citizen. You're not getting the point, Ion. This is your average citizen.
You're trying to say that this is some new thing under the sun, and we're saying it is not.
You're missing the point. These are people. There's this scene. There's now, I could go to another station or another part of this channel, and there'd be other fuck scenes. If you look at the porn site, 90% of the citizens tomorrow, Wednesday, will not listen to the castle because they're going to go out and get filmed in a porn thing. Now, that certainly didn't happen 50 years ago. Having that many people doing this kind of activity daily and then being filmed. Come on now, that did not happen in JW's parents' world.
The filmed aspect is just because everything is filmed now.
Yeah.
So, if indeed the medium is the message, then that's the message.
No, what, that everybody's being filmed? No, right. That's not how you say the medium is the message. That's not how you talk about it. The medium is the past environment, the new technology.
Well, that's what they're expressing in the film right now. It's the past environment.
No, they're not. Look, there's many people here. How many people are going to be filmed tomorrow all around Los Angeles? How many tape recordings of pornography, or whatever you want to call the stuff, will go on?
Lots.
Yeah, there might, you could say 10,000 people will be doing this tomorrow in different leagues. Now, that's a lot of people. Now, there's a lot of people in L.A., so maybe the ratios are the same. Is it because we got so many people on the planet? How many people in this scene are parallel worlders?
Two.
And they came from another world.
So the big, beefy guy who really doesn't have that large of a penis, but he's kind of, like, cut. He's a parallel worlder.
He dropped in from another world.
Yeah, and the blonde one with the imitation titties, the one that was kind of getting it in the behind earlier, the blonde one, the kind of rounded one, she's a parallel worlder.
I don't see myself as a conscious parallel worlder. I don't go to other worlds. I've allowed myself to do that. When I'm talking about parallel worlder, not like a subtle shifting. These people came from another world, made a point. Made a point to be here.
Well, but
we'll go back.
Rich, but you used words that say you don't allow yourself to do it. Well, when you're in another world, your rules are different, so you might have a different conversation then.
These people that are parallel worlding, do they know they're doing it? Will they remember it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm not remembering it. I'm doing a lot of them, but not remembering it.
Whatever.
Would you agree I'm not remembering it?
Your words are eliminating it. I am not allowing myself parallel world. So, there you go.
You've said that about me. We have not completed a thought in the last 25 minutes at all. I have not
exactly.
At any point. point here that you're illuminating.
Right. There's nothing to illuminate on the pornographic world of even interesting about engaging of how people find pleasure in having themselves erotically be displayed.
I don't know if it was like it. I don't know why you're judging it.
We're not judging it. You're just trying to find some new delicious insight.
I know. Here's
the right.
There's a lot more people doing this tomorrow morning. And that's a new advanced society. That's an improvement in humans' ability to express themselves.
Okay. That's fine. The same thing might be said during the Renaissance when people laid around naked and had themselves painted.
Yeah, there was like 25 of them. Here you've got thousands of people.
25 of them? What are you talking about, Bob?
Not that many people in Renaissance times compared to today.
Compared to the number of people on the planet, yes, there are. It's very proportional.
Okay, it's proportional. If you've got 6 billion people, then you're going to have a million doing porn. Whereas in Renaissance times, let's see if we can get this idea established. Definite. Whereas Renaissance times, there's only 100,000 people, and therefore the ratio would be there's 300 people. These ratios are not accurate, but you get my point.
That's right.
A ratio
and
point.
If you run around the museums and start looking at them, everybody's body was the same and they just painted different faces on them? There was tons of nudes, Bob.
Oh, yeah, but in ratio to this. So you're saying that the number of people who got themselves painted 500 years ago is the same ratio to the population today of those that will go into porn movies tomorrow.
Yeah, now here's something interesting. If you want to go here, okay, fine. Here's the only shift that's happened. For to have men folks having their penises displayed in films, in shows, in regular TV, that was taboo. Females
were
beautiful.
Not porn, but in regular HBO shows? Is that what you mean?
HBO shows, and even in old porn, there wasn't much focus on the penis.
I see. That's
it was always about the vagina. It was always about the titties. Now, if they were engaging in a blow job, of course, the penis would be involved. But the point was not the penis. The point was the penis in down her throat. So the focus was always on the receiver, not the giver. That's one main shift that has indeed shifted, is you've had just little splashes of male genitalia on the screen. Now that's becoming much, 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 much more filmed, displayed, portrayed in all arenas. Used to, in a movie, they had a locker room where everybody was into the game and they're changing and dressing. You might see some man's butt or something like that. Well, now you get the full everything, you know, down to the prostate.
So why did that happen?
That's that comfort of exposure, that it's no problem to have that expression or expressibility.
We know it's no problem. Why did it become not a problem?
Because it got so normal. People don't know what they like.
Well, just got shown.
Overexposure to where that was not a problem. So then you go on to the next tiered level. If you want to get right down to it, it's when someone decides they want to be a pedophile. Okay. They don't wake up and become a pedophile. It's from constant overexposure of where they fit, of what brings them to an excited position. Well, the more excited you are, the layers get up the ante each time. It takes more and more and more and more to get the same arousal. So what's happening is this is numbing the arousal effect in, say, human sexuality. It's numbed because it's so exposed.
Well, a lot of these people here are numb.
Yep.
Are they going to get into a problem where they can't get satisfaction and just nothing gets them going?
That's right. That's correct. It's like drugs. A little bit of drugs or alcohol or tobacco or whatever it is you're doing, fine. But the problem is it takes more and more and more to get the same high.
Okay, so Ian says sex is part of contrast. People have sex because of contrast.
If you don't have contrast, you won't have an orgasm.
Yeah, so you get numb because you can't find any contrast. Nothing's contrasting or exciting or doing something to you. So you had a mass crash of people over, let's say, after the last 15 years as porn grew. Do you have a general numbness, a frustrating numbness going on in the population right now?
Certainly, Bob. So much so that you can engage with non-physical while watching a porno video and multitask them at the same time.
I'm multitasking what? I'm not multitasking.
You're engaging with us, asking questions, and engaging a porno video.
Well, okay, I'm using it to get ideas. Has America got uncontrolled over the last 15 years and then it's numbed out, and that's why there may be many people who will kill themselves? An interesting thing because they're so numb.
They may choose that as the fastest path to their joy. It certainly would give credence.
Okay, so we're looking at this woman here. Her numbness factor, what kind of problems is she going to get herself into in the next couple of years if she gets numbed out?
Oh, she'll do fine. That particular one, she'll do fine.
All right, so we can't even generalize about the numbness factor. Some are going to get too numb and others aren't. One that's going to get numb, what are they going to do?
They have to move on because they won't
get married and have a very controlled life.
No, they won't. They won't marry because there won't be fulfillment in the act of coitus, Bob.
So, okay, how are they going to solve that numbness? They'll get into maybe people.
They won't.
They will find some activity. And
something
use
else.
That. Yeah, they'll find something. They might be.
And then what will happen is, they'll have to find a dildo that they hook an electrical current to shock their vagina into having a response. And then it'll go on and on and on and on to something else to the point where it'll all be then in the mind. You'll have a mind orgasm. Now just keep reaching for input.
You say there will be technologies offered shortly that will give you
of course,
a reaction because you're so numb on the physical.
Exactly. That's what pornography is, Bob. If you're having the normal flow of interaction between male, female, you don't require pornography to enjoy the act of orgasm.
So these are a lot of people who don't have access to a partner.
Or are unhappy with it. See, that's why men cheat. If their wives gave them all permission, none of them would cheat. The only reason they cheat is because they know they forfeit their lifestyle for always wanting what they cannot have.
Yeah, they don't know how to handle the contrast factor in the experience.
Right, exactly. So if they'd ask their mate that they chose to marry to live their life with, and the wife says, sure, honey, I want you happy more than anything because that's what I'm going to do too, all of a sudden it's kind of like, well, crap, I think I'll just stay home and play with you because it's no fun if you're going to let me. B, you're going to give me an ass pass. There's no fun in that.
No fun if you don't give it to me.
No fun if there's no mystique of getting away with something kind of prospect.
Oh, wait a minute. Right. Okay, so you're saying if their wife serviced them or vice versa, it'd be okay.
And if the wife doesn't, they say, oh, honey, why don't you go to the whorehouse?
Yeah, that would
you're getting on my last nerve.
So,
then the man says, well, shit, you're not running me off to no whorehouse. I'm going to stay here and play with you.
So there'll be a new kinds of simulation that will surprise people. 20 years ago would surprise people. What's going to be available in 10 years? Some mind stimulant, some drug or something. Something that will make them think they're having sex.
Look at your Viagra now.
I've never tried.
Now take the pill. I didn't suggest you look at it.
How's it doing? Is Viagra helping people?
Sure, because they didn't realize that they had erectile dysfunction until the blue pill came along.
Right. So Viagra has helped a lot of people have sex.
Correct. Didn't say it increased their pleasure, but it helped them have sex.
Beg your pardon?
They're having to take a drug just to have the same normal reaction they would have had anyway.
Yeah, but they're pretty old. I don't know why. Apparently old people don't have it going for them, so they require something like that. You're saying it's silly that they're relying on a drug.
The only reason they need a drug is because of the pornography that says this is what's normal. And if you're not this way, then you're abnormal, so take this pill to catch you up with what everybody else is doing.
That you're seeing on the porno.
And what you find out is that the blue pill made everybody more not amorous, just made them easier to get an erection because they were bored with it otherwise.
How's Viagra helping the population? How's it doing around for a while?
Not.
Why wouldn't it? It got people to have sex that they couldn't before.
No, it got people to recognize that they had a problem with their pleasure.
Okay, then they took the Viagra and solved it.
Yes, but now if they don't have the Viagra, they've eliminated sex.
Are they concerned that they're dependent on the Viagra?
Well, yes, any rule you make like that, Bob, if it's about the outside access, if you don't have the access, you don't have the engagement.
So if you ran out of money, you wouldn't be able to have sex? You couldn't afford the Viagra. That's a problem you might get into.
Precisely. And on and on and
on. Yeah, so I would not recommend being dependent on anything.
Never.
Just enjoy the impulse.
In your place of power, you should be able to get the gang up anytime you want to without any pill.
So what do we learn from this?
Bob, like porno.
I find it quite hilarious what's going on here. It's a very interesting display of human activity that has not been visible before. I mean, it's funny watching now. They've been going for almost half an hour, and they're sort of wandering around looking for a partner, some of them, you know, like there's a level of boredom going on. But they're not acting bored, but it's almost like they're just being forced to keep doing it.
Now, someone watching this and love, man, there's something wrong with me. I can't fuck for an hour and 40 minutes continuously. I'm going to see my doctor. Doctor, I can't do what I used to do. What's the matter? Well, I seem to have trouble maintaining an erection. Oh, well, we'll do a test. They look at you, make sure you're functioning the way you're supposed to. Oh, well, you're just having slight erectile dysfunction. Okay, we'll put you on a Cialis because you take a drink. So, and then you find out that you indeed can go for an hour, but it's no fun because after a little while you're like, I want to be done. I want the orgasm, not just the erection.
Oh, there's a problem having the orgasm.
Correct, because the whole point is to keep you erect.
So people end up kind of suspended for an hour. That's
a disservice. But at least if you are masturbating, at least you can last as long as the video that you got.
For some reason, I can't calculate that. We're talking about how someone takes Viagra and it makes them feel erect, but they can't come. They're stuck with that erection for 45 minutes. What's this got to do with the time of the length of a video?
So you can keep an erection through the whole video.
Well, that'd be okay, right?
Not if you're trying to reach completion. It becomes a frustrating point.
You're saying that somebody might watch a video and it'll be frustrating if they can't come?
Correct. And they found out that now they're able to have stamina and last for 45 minutes. Great, but what's the point of lasting 45 minutes?
Because they can't have an orgasm.
Right.
Is Viagra still popular?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's always new people trying it, but there are many people who are casualties of it.
Sure.
They're casually. They're numbed out.
Right.
They can't do anything, and they're stuck.
Well, you just lose flavor with the whole process. It's kind of like, okay, that was fun. Yeah.
On to something else. You might get into rapids running or something, or jogging. We could say today that people have experienced so many different things. Humans have never had the variety of experiences that humans have today.
They've never had this much overload.
Well, things to do. I mean, someone who gets overloaded by Viagra then becomes a great athlete, a jogger.
Well, you don't even have to go that far, Bob. Look at the people that are twatting all over the place.
What's that mean, twatting?
Oh, what do they do on the tweet?
Okay, they're tweeting.
Well, they're now making that all be about, making that all be about, yes, I went to the bathroom, had a great bowel movement. Yes, I'm going to have a double mocha latte and look at that woman next to me. She's silly and blah, blah, blah.
It's just humans are great for just finding things to do. They're now typing.
So, now, that becomes the replacement for relations.
Sexual relations, you mean?
And all relations.
Well, yeah, people aren't too involved with the other chemical body too much.
There you go. And if that's the case of coming into your power, great. But it's not, because they use that information, just like pornography and just like all these other aberrations, to be an excuse of why they can't enjoy normal relations.
And you're saying normal relations is the ultimate enjoyment?
Well, it certainly is blissful when you have someone you like to engage in sexual habitation or cohabitation with. It's great fun.
It's like I've been doing it for so long, I don't know what it's like to be a lonely guy or something.
Of course, right. That becomes normal.
Yeah.
And if that's what's normal, then you wouldn't settle for anything less than that.
I have a question. 418 Group. 418 Group is the Illuminati?
Nope. They're better than the Illuminati. Illuminati is limited, Bob. That's just the cast outs of the Catholic Church that tried to make science God.
And that's something they did 300, 200 years ago.
It didn't last long, exactly. It was about retribution for who had the most authority.
Now, the Tesseract, would you like to comment on that geometric shape, how it could be relevant to our symbolism?
Sure. Would you like to ask a question regarding it?
Oh, yeah. The way it moves, looking at the 3D projection of an 8-cell, performing a simple rotation about a plane which bisects a figure from front left to back right and top to bottom. So the action of this movement I'm seeing, could I make a morality out of it, a meaning, a message, a indication of this movement?
What does it remind you of other than the two wire whisks on either side giving spinning, rotating motion?
It's sort of like the action of the ventricles of the heart.
The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
Yeah, it's a Trump Leal. This Trump Leal thing where it's becoming and then it becomes something else. And it's a transition.
Uh-huh.
Ahead of what the eye can see, and all of a sudden it is the new form.
And if you took that and had a repeating flowing motion, it would become voluminous, meaning a volume. It would hold a containment field. That's what you're missing.
That leads to a question. But it was comparing the circularity of the ventricles in the heart and the flow of water around the bend. That's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
This image, does it relate to those two actions?
Yes, it does. From the containment field and then the constant shifting and balancing of that flow of motion.
Could this be an image of how love as a force field works?
It is, if you use an AFib parallel.
AFib relation?
Mm-hmm.
You mean another image called AFib?
Yeah, Carol, I'll take what AFib is.
What's an AFib look like, Carol, as an image? Oh, okay. On TV, they'll show that. Is he put the erratic up and down image beside the tesseract, the moving tesseract ion, and the relationship between the two is what you meant?
Yes.
Is the 8 significant? Does it have to be an 8?
It's just what we use for infinity.
One.
I mean, you could go back to the Kabbalah and play with it and on and on and on, but, you know, it's just dancing to the music that's on the Victrola, Bob.
So that's a little bit of thought could go into the Tesseract. What could we define until as, based on what you were said in the conversation?
Well,
note?
Till, it can be to till the ground.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about till the morning comes, it's a future experience that is yet to be.
Future experience that hasn't happened, is that what you said?
Let's say a future experience that's expected.
Whereas until
would be the opposite,
which would be future experience that's not expected.
It would be maybe a past experience that's not expected.
Both, the opposite of both words.
Yes, until. But you use until as a qualifier of tillness.
And that's not accurate to their meanings.
That's correct. It would be like saying, what is light? And you tell what light is. Okay? So then what would unlight be? Well, you made up a whole new thing of darkness and added a whole new travail, a whole new qualifier for what darkness is, which most of the time your definition of darkness is not the absence of light. You would call it unlight.
So until, we use the word until.
Incorrect.
To be the meaning of till.
Correct.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, so when we say till, and then we go until, that'd be the unending of it, but we're actually using the word until to mean how you would use till.
Yeah, and see, it's like so. So therefore, then you are now embraced in the darkness, which doesn't mean that you're just without light. It means something nasty.
What'd you say about embracing the darkness?
Well, it would be someone has fallen into darkness. You're giving a condition of the heart. Not that they're just without light. You use the word darkness like, oh, they've gone to the dark side, Bob, or
yeah.
They add all this other stuff to it that it's not there, it's not there. But they add all this same way with until. You're undoing a tillness.
Next point. After the guff empties, can people make the fox again?
Yes.
Is there a difference between the defaulters, meaning when the guff empties and people come here and have eternity after they mass exodus and went to the guff, then are booted out of the guff because there was not enough room, and they come back here and they're eternal. Is there a difference between them and Iodum, which is those that didn't suffer the mass exodus, didn't go to the guff, and acquired their ascension?
Yes.
What would that difference be?
The perspective or the... Remember when in the Revelation, when they went through the layers of heaven, the levels of heaven, those different conditions that are response. Do you remember when the great harlot was exposed and then destroyed? Well, that process is a capacitation of those that get it by default and those that get it by design.
Are you saying those that get by default through a lot of struggle and angst in the level of
heaven? Absolutely. Absolutely. To be God and miserable. Now, that'd be a bitch, wouldn't it?
They would be miserable if they got their eternity.
They could.
Because they would remember the horrible trip they took to get there.
And the horrible trip that they're in now of, oh, great, now I'm God, I'm all-powerful, I'm still nothing to fuck with.
Is there a difference between the defaulters? So the defaulters
have limited capacity. The only thing they allow into their experience is a by-default setting of creation. When they're God, they're king, they're on the throne, but they only get to rule by what someone brings them. So the only food they get is what somebody brings them by default.
Because
they don't activate their choice of having strawberries or...
So if you get to the... If you get to your eternity...
You're at your eternity already.
Yeah. When you go to the guff and then come back, got here back into in the physical, by default, you wouldn't enjoy it.
Well, you have a greater occurrence to engage your perfectness by default.
Did that cause a problem? I mean...
Yeah, well, then, yes, it does cause a problem. Because if you're a marvelous human creator and can have any desire of your heart, and then you use that desire of your heart to not have any desire, then you're sitting here a marvelous creator that's in a box. So you've, in effect, caused another box.
So those that come up with the guff and get eternal by default or whatever it is, they stay here forever.
They still got to figure out
the
that they are the marvelous creator.
The other ones didn't pay, didn't make the exchange.
Very good. So therefore, they can't own it.
Yeah.
There you go.
They can't own it.
Mm-hmm. And we're not trying to cram something down anybody's throat. We're just answering your question.
Yeah, what is the new song? I talked about the new song, and I'm taking that as not literally a musical piece. It's a whole environment.
Well, it is a song.
Is it more than the obvious acoustic phenomenon that people think is singing?
What is a song? It's not an acoustic phenomenon now.
So, song. A brief composition written or adapted for singing.
Right. The art of singing. Has nothing to do with music. Has to do with singing.
A distinctive or characteristic sound made by an animal, such as a bird or an insect.
That's a noise.
Piece of music usually employing a verbal text composed for the voice, especially one intended for the performance by a soloist. A characteristic tuneful call or sound made by certain birds or insects.
So a new song would be a fresh, a previously unknown composed short composition that was verbal that would be recognized as something new.
Is the new song some new singer?
No, not a new singer.
Is it Selenades or the ISIL?
Well, that's not a song.
I know. So what is the new song? I thought it was...
The new song...
An environment.
Well, don't think. It's not an environment. Don't think. Mm-hmm. No. And so a new song is just that. And what does the Revelation say about the new song?
I don't remember, but how come new song... You're not limiting it to singing.
Because it's not a song.
The new song is not a song.
Right. It's a noise.
New song is a contemporary Christian music group, but that's not two separate words.
Right. To sing a new song.
Gospel music's new definition. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God.
There you go. That's the one.
That's the one. So it uses the word new song in my mouth. So,
and where is it, Bob? In your mouth. So you would sing, your words would change. The noises out of your mouth would change. It would be a new song. E, they're referencing God. Put a new song in my heart. And lo, I sing with the voice and the songs of an angel.
So it's only a biblical meaning?
Only a biblical meaning.
Yeah, new song. I mean,
no, it's only an ion meaning, Bob.
I'm not getting what new song would mean. Is it just singing a noise? Or?
No, Bob.
I like to think it's more than that. I like to think it's Selenade, the Coldplay.
No.
Environment, effects of the world.
Oh. What you're doing is that's a new song for you, but that's going to be default for everybody else. So
well, there's lots of new songs. So which one would be qualified to be the new song as Ion means it?
Okay, then that would give the empirical scriptural reference that human gods come back into their place of power and they sing a song, a new song unheard before, that's melodious and the words of their mouth will change. Absent degrees of separation, that would certainly be a
new song. So there's going to be a new kind of... thing that people will hear.
No, there's going to be a new thing that people will say, not hear.
A new thing that people will say.
Yeah. And what that is.
Dogma, or wouldn't be ion dogma. So what would they say?
Oh, yeah, that was a nice thing because you were about to get your
no, it's ion dogma. I was like, oh, no, ion dogma. We don't want to have ion dogma. That's enough
exactly.
Of that.
Exactly. Okay. That's why we were going to, you know, beat you unmercifully over that.
Oh, you aren't.
What do you mean?
So, I don't even know what you meant by that. I'm saying,
what would be the ionic dogma?
What would be a new song? I mean, people would sing new words.
I know.
I'm a god.
I know.
I'm a god.
No,
I'm not going to have it anymore, and I'll do what I please. That'll be a new song.
No, Bob. One that engages no degrees of separation ever. That'd be a new song.
Sounds like the way you talk to angels.
Without who, what, when, where, how, and why?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So basically, I thought it was a new environment. You're saying no.
It is.
It's a new thing.
It is a new environment. It is. If you finally get rid of those degrees of separation, everything will change, and it will be a new song, and new utterances will come out of your mouth, and new delicious things will come out, new creations will befall you. It will change your world.
Okay, so you mean the new words, the new use of your mouth is what you mean by it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Then it will become a joyful noise.
Right. Now,
on our Tuesday night fun, it's not the normal big crowd.
No.
There are
talking about the CIA, the alphabet people, the FDA. They seem to know everything we're doing. They send it to Kennedy University. How many of those people are listening, recording this?
About 15.
Have they been tipped off by JW to record us?
Never.
Not JW.
Invasion. They have to invade his privacy.
Okay, so they just heard some of these people, they're hearing this stuff that's out of your rabbit hole. What do they think of this? These scientists,
they,
alphabet people.
They are going to work, Bob. They take our words and they go to work.
And
they don't sit on a seat or do nothing. They get with it right fast to come up with it, because somehow you make it to the fucking post office before they can get it to the drawing board.
Right, but they're trying to make it, and so JW's got them making in case Greg can't do it. Or
No.
I mean, they're going to try to do it, but they can't do it?
So far.
Why can't they? Well, they just heard the instructions.
Well, they certainly can, but you still beat them to the post office. Every time.
Because they didn't get it done.
Right.
I don't know. Well, we don't wait to make it. We just book it.
Well, there you go. There you go.
They think they got it validated.
But see, in that whole process, is not a problem, because it's good ideas independent to governments. We don't think so.
Good ideas independent to government. I don't know.
Do you have to have a government to validate a good idea? No.
Anyway,
matter of fact, your government's built on good ideas that other humans had.
Where is one of the labs that these guys who are listening tonight, men and women are listening and going to do it? Where is one of these labs?
Crystal City, Bob. That's the one that's gotten the most attention by you lately.
By me? I've been paying attention to them, or they've been paying attention to me?
They've been paying attention to you.
That's Crystal City, guys.
Oh, that's around Langley, Virginia, and Pentagon. I think Pentagon is part of Crystal City.
Yes, it is.
So they're listening, and it's okay they're listening. They
God bless you, everyone.
But they go to the lab and they try to do it. Why don't they just write down and send the patent in?
Well, because they'd have to get it somewhere, and they have no way of completing a provisional patent before you do.
You understand this, young? They're just listening. They can just write it out and do what we do. Just write it out.
They file it away and decide which one they want to have a force majeure over.
Well, they have rules. I mean, we're breaking so many rules when we do this that they can't imagine it. So if they can't imagine it, they can't do it.
Well, why are they listening? What are they just... They're just going to play with it.
Well, they just file it so that they can say... It came from a great American. Isn't that what Hannity and Combs are all about? You great American. No, you're a great American. No, you're a greater American. It's all about great Americans and nasty Muslims and terrorists and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. When, at the end of the day, they just want to get ahead on the authority figure so that they can decide that their money checks aren't any good than anybody else's.
Did you say, if they're anybody else's?
Yes.
It decides their money checks are any good if they're anybody else's.
Right. Yeah. Because, see, we joke. We've been playing many, 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 many metaphorical jokes about the race to the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, Bob. It's a race to the bottom.
I don't understand. We hear this, we write it on patent, send it. Why don't they write it out and send in the patent tomorrow?
They wouldn't do them any good because they'd have to come up with the provisional patent. They'd have to get it in...
Just keep listening to us. We'll give it to
them. Well, wonderful, 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 fabulous. But it's copyrighted material. It's patented material. Well, that very law...
No, they patented before us. They send it tomorrow and get a patent before we do.
We patented all these, Bob. We're done.
Oh,
they're all patented.
Okay, So what are they going to do with it? They're going to try it out and see if it works and then just shelve it and say, well, I guess Bob and Carol are going to be able to do it.
Pretty much.
Okay.
You're nasty Canadians. You might even be able to forfeit your green card soon, Bob.
What's it mean? I might be able to forfeit it. You mean the government may be able
to... They may encourage you to forfeit your green card. No, he wasn't born in Canada. He got no Canadian in him. He's a real American. You're a great American, Bob. You're a great American, yes. Great. No, Bob, you're a greater American.
We might have trouble getting our green card renewed, Carol. They'll say, no, you guys have to be a citizen. You can't be Canadian anymore.
Now, we don't have a Canadian passport on file for you. Sorry. Dr. Dean's husband.
Yeah, insult me. They hate me. They hate me. I get to live with the genius.
It's better you than somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
Big boy, you can take it.
Now, Carol, now you finished?
Mm-hmm.
She was jonesing for the lion until we got into it, and then it was kind of like, stop. And we were holding back because we can't just blow this stuff because you wouldn't get an inch of it. But if you can ever get to asking, you can get to some information. But you just have to. That's the only rule. That there are no rules, but you can't get anywhere if you're not engaged in the knowing of it. But now that you know, it changes the whole parameter. It's what makes the wheels on the bus go round and round.
What is the key to Finney's Wake that Ginny is going to help notice?
And she's not going to notice. It is a play for cipher.
Oh, play for cipher. That whole
pattern. Cipher.
Yeah.
No. Finnegan's Wake was written as a play for cipher. And one code, if you figure out what that is, will give you all the codes for every word of Finnegan's Wake and make it logical.
Is there a reason why he used a play for cipher? He just knew how to do it. He hid it that way.
He didn't know how to do it. That's why he worked on it all his life and laid it down as incomplete.
You mean he didn't apply a play for cipher to it?
Yes, he did, but he didn't do it intentionally.
Why was he doing a cipher to it?
For you, for your new civilization.
How is he going to be part of our new civilization?
When you get the play for cipher and you get what he was actually saying in his work, you'll use it as, see, you dumb fucks. Even Joyce knew this was going on 100 years ago.
Knew what was going on?
What's going on now in your new civilization?
And that involves cold fusion, cold play, and what Carol was talking about tonight, or other aspects?
The rings of Dante. The whole aspect of the fall of man, the whole process of your immortalness.
He was getting rid of the rings of Dante.
So says Izzy.
Right. The rings of Dante, what was the next point? You said, oh yeah, immortality or eternity. He was talking about the thinning of the veil in a way. Why are you bringing in Izzy? She says that we're immortal or eternal.
Yes, that's the whole twist. As you know it, what was her role in the wake?
Sort of distracted, I don't know, little girl.
That's right. And that distraction now becomes a cleanup when you now have the answer. Once you know, there's no distraction. So every question that she had all the way through the wake now gets shifted into a knowing rather than a pondering.
Okay, you're not going anywhere with that, so... Is Joyce basically trying to get into a post-Christian world without the fall and without the effect of Dante? Is that what his vision is?
That's what the play for cipher will clean up, yes.
So you just need to apply the play for cipher to every page?
Every word.
Yeah, I looked up that once. I don't know if I could understand if I read it. Maybe someone showed me how to do it, but... Okay, so I have a note here. Clinton, after impeachment, enjoying this SAR. So he's impeached in 99. He gets out of it. Did that put him into an ornery mood, and that's why he wouldn't sign the SAR agreement?
No. He was impeached because he wouldn't sign the SAR agreement.
Well, that's in 99, but the SAR agreement was due 2000, but they had to sign it the year before.
It was going on and on and on. It was known
see. It's a known thing, and you don't know why he resisted that.
Well, because he could.
Just, it was just ornery. We've talked about this before. You said, we don't know
why. Not ornery. He thought he had more power than he had authority. And what he found out was that he drowned it in his authority, powerless.
Why did Hillary go to Kuala Lumpur last week?
Blew over the nasty red stake that had come upon them.
The nasty red, that'd be debt.
No, Bob, that's Republicans now.
To avert it by getting the Maybank people to not go with the new government, you tried to...
Oh, Bob, it was a damn vacation.
No, she went over there to avert the red state. What would she do with the bank to avert the red state?
Get away from the Republican fall, the Republican takeover of the U.S.
She didn't want to be part of it. Be a
right, because she already knew what it was going to be.
But the point is, she didn't talk to the bank and arrange anything, the Maybank?
She did. She did have meetings with the Maybank.
What did she want to talk to them about?
We already discussed that, Bob. We went over that about realigning the debt and the bonds and how to renegotiate those into a position that can hold out a little longer until what you call judgment day is wrought.